We as Christians are familiar with the phrases, peace on earth, and the angels sang that the angels sang on that first Christmas, and peace to those on whom his favor rests. The crowds cried, blessed be the King who comes in the name of the Lord, on that first Palm Sunday in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. However, today's gospel sounds strange. We hear Jesus saying he is not bringing peace, but division. And to understand the gospel, we need to look back to when Christianity began to grow. Christianity was perceived in what we would call today a cult. No self-respecting pagan wanted their children caught up in the Jewish superstition, as it was called. Those who became Christians pulled away from their biological families, and they formed a new bond with other Christians who were considered their new families. Early Romans hated Christianity. Once a person became a Christian, that person no longer joined them in pagan worship. They no longer joined the others to watch the gladiators and those slaves fight to the end. They no longer encourage a new mother to let her baby die due to the fact that the child had a birth defect. They no longer participated in orgies or in other immoral activities that were so characteristic in the world in those decadent and declining years of the empire. So given this background, the idea that Jesus brought the vision might be seen in a different light. The peace that the Christians experienced was a peace with one another and not the peace that the world gave. Christian peace may come at a price because the world doesn't understand Christian peace. And I truly believe that the world doesn't understand what Christian peace is, and maybe the world doesn't want, or maybe the world refuses to understand Christian peace. When Jesus invites us to follow him, he knows what he's calling us to do. He wants us to realize what that calling is, and that calling is a commitment to him and his teachings. And it must take a priority in our lives. It is that commitment that brings us here today in this church. Sometimes to take a stand on that commitment may cost us dearly, both professionally, personally, socially, and sometimes in opposition to one's family. Let me give you an example by way of a story about a Jewish family who was committed to that belief. Maybe some of us remember the Broadway play and the movie some time ago entitled Fiddler on the Roof. The story takes place in Russia in 1905, and the plot centers around a man called Tevyei, the father of a poor Jewish family. And Tevyei is the father of five daughters and no sons. The eldest daughter marries a tailor who was not chosen by her tradition, which was by the matchmaker. And after a struggle with his conscience, Tevyei accepts the marriage. His next daughter marries a college student who had broken with his Jewish tradition. And again, after a struggle with his conscience, Tevye accepts that marriage also. And finally, the third daughter, Tsheva, marries a non-Jew, a young Russian soldier. And when Tevye's wife, Golda, breaks the news to him, he says to her, "Tsheva is dead. We must forget her." And at this point in the play, Tevye sings a beautiful song, and in it he pours out his heart to God. He can't understand why Tsheva did what she did. And then Tsheva appears this time and pleads with him to change his mind and accept her and her husband. Now here comes the commitment to his God. He looks up to heaven and says, "How can I accept them? Can I deny everything that I believe in? But on the other hand, how can I deny my child? But if I deny everything that I believe in, and if I try to bend that far, I will break. No, Tsheva, I will not accept your marriage." Even though this story is Jewish, it illustrates the commitment. And in our case, it is the commitment to Jesus Christ. In other words, the commitment to Jesus must be a priority in our lives. And in some cases, that priority is going to take over on the family. Our commitment to Christ may be a cause to be persecuted in one way or another, just as Jeremiah was in that first reading. Our commitment may cause us to struggle, as Paul did in that second reading. Our commitment may cause us to oppose our family, as Christ warns us in the gospel. The Catholic Christian commitment to the fire of truth, to the fire of love, cannot be compromised in any way. It is up to all of us gathered here in this place to keep that fire going, to keep that fire going. And I think that Christ would be pleased if we started a fire or two. The gospel, in a sense, is more important today than it was in the time of Christ. The gospel is the word that Christ wants us to speak to the world. Unless we stand for the fire of truth, unless we stand for that fire of love, we will fall for everything.